and welcome to God's Word is Truth, the radio ministry of Providence Reformed Church, Vermilion, South Dakota. We live in a day when many church members don't hunger for the faithful preaching of God's Word, a day when many who call themselves Christians would rather be entertained on Sunday morning than hear the faithful preaching of God's Word. The truth really doesn't matter to many people today. Many church members ask, how does it make me feel or does it work? But seldom do they ask if it's biblical. That's why there's so much distortion in worship, doctrine, and living in the Christian church today. What about you? Do you hunger for God's Word? Do you realize how important preaching the truth of God's Word is in the life of the church? It's the gospel message that the Spirit of God uses to convert the souls of sinners and translate them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God. Only the gospel of Jesus Christ is the power of God unto salvation for all who believe. Do you believe the gospel? Listen for the next 15 minutes to God's Word is Truth and hear what God says to us from His infallible and errant inspired Word. At the end of today's program, information about God's Word is Truth will be made available.
If you notice in our scripture reading that first verse of Genesis chapter 22. Notice what we read here. Now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham. That ought to stand out in your mind very clearly. God tested Abraham. If you've been a Christian, one day you know that you are going to be tested as a believer. God tests His people. He tests His people whether or not they will walk in obedience. And the test is not for God. The test is for the people. Known to God from eternity are all His works. God doesn't have to do something in us or to us to see how we're going to respond. He has known that for eternity. But we need to know. It's something of a test that when we pass the test, it strengthens our faith to know that we are those who believe God's Word. And that is what the test is for. Whether or not you will walk in obedience to the teaching of Scripture or whether you will go your own way. Isn't it that way from the beginning? It's told of Adam and Eve that they were not to eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and in the day that you eat thereof, you will surely die. Will you obey, or will you go your own way? That's the question. Noah, build an ark. Will you believe the word of the true and living God, even though you have not seen rain? Will you build an ark in the desert? Because I, the Lord thy God, who holds your breath in His hands, have commanded it so. Will you obey? God deals with Abraham as He deals with all of us. The psalmist says that the Lord has tried and tested my heart to see if there be any wicked way in me. The psalmist also spoke about Joseph, and the psalmist said in 105 that the Lord tested Joseph by His word. Will you obey me? That's always the question with the tests that come our way. This is what the Lord brings upon Abraham. You know what it means to test? It means to try. It means to sift out. Where do we get the word trial from? It comes from trying something. And it means to sift out. And when you have a trial, what you're sifting out is the truth of the matter. This is something that the Lord does to His people. He sifts us. And He lets the dross fall through. The Lord said to Peter, Satan has desired to sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you. And when you return, strengthen your brethren. He wasn't going to perish in this sifting. The Lord meant to strengthen him that he might be a strengthening to his brethren through this. You cannot read this account of the testing of Abraham and not be strengthened in your soul in the man's perseverance in faith by trusting what God had told him to do, even in the face of difficulty. Even when God gave him the promise of a son, and through him all the nations of the world would be blessed. He is the son of promise, not Ishmael. He will be cast out. Isaac is the chosen one. Well, how can this be? How could it be that Isaac is the chosen one and God has called me to take him to Mount Moriah and sacrifice him? You don't find any of that disputing here with Abraham. Was there disputing with Abraham? The text doesn't refer to that. Was there questioning? The text doesn't refer to that. And where the Lord stops, we stop. You don't find anywhere in the commentary in Hebrews on Abraham, it says by faith he went out not even knowing where he was going. By faith he offered up Isaac. By faith. To have faith, beloved, is to trust the Word of God. Even when everything on the outside seems its darkest, to walk by faith is to believe what God says. It's not to look about you and wonder because this or that or the other thing is happening, whether it can be true. To walk by faith is to believe what God says, and that's what we have here in the life of Abraham. I'm certain that this was one of the most difficult trials in Abraham's life. The Lord tested him and he said, take now your son, your only son in whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah. The mountain. Specific. Abraham, take Isaac, your son in whom you love, and go to Mount Moriah. You go to the place that I will show you. Not another place, this place. And this place alone. Remember that, beloved. Remember that Abraham took his son to the place that God showed him, Mount Moriah. Remember that. Keep that in your mind. We'll see something further on in this text of Scripture. So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey. He took two of his young men and Isaac his son. He split the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place which God had told him. Can you see him rising in the morning? And you know my take on that is because the man wasn't sleeping. He had turmoil in his heart. He knew what he had to do. And it was the most difficult task that the Lord had called him to perform. But he was walking by faith and trusting what God had said. So he got up, gathered his servants, got the wood, got the fire, and away they went. And it was a 3-day journey. Did you notice that? On the third day, so all this time coming along with his son Isaac, watching him, fellowshipping with him, speaking with him, seeing him, all of this going on in Abraham and his mind, all the words of the Lord reverberating in his soul. Take your son in whom you love and give him to me as an offering. Abraham told his servants, once they came to the place, you stay here, and me and the lad will go yonder and we'll worship. Abraham saw this obedience as an act of worship to God. It was giving God His worth. It was honoring Him. And beloved, we honor Him when we obey Him. Notice that worship here. Doing what God commands. But He says, we will go and we will worship and we will come back to you. Abraham says to the servants, we're going to go do this worship, but we're coming back. The writer of the Hebrews says that Abraham received his son back in a figure like a resurrection. You see, in Abraham's mind, this was a done deal. He was going to sacrifice his son. But he received him back. Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac and took the fire and the knife and they went together and Isaac spoke to his father Abraham and he said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. And Isaac said to him, look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? We don't ever have an altar. We don't ever make sacrifice to the Lord apart from a lamb. We have an animal that we burn for the glory of God. And Lord, Abraham, he says, Isaac, there's nothing. We didn't bring a lamb. How are we going to sacrifice unto the Lord? Do you think that this was in the mind of Isaac as his father said, we're going to worship to the Lord? And it's at this point that he asked the question, where is the lamb for the offering? And Abraham said in verse 8, my son, God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering. And so the two of them went together. Beloved, don't miss this. Abraham went to sacrifice to the Lord and he didn't have a sacrifice but his son. But Abraham says to his son, God will provide. We need a sacrifice and God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering. So they came to the place of which God had told them, and Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order, and he bound Isaac his son and he laid him on the altar upon the wood, and Abraham stretched out his hand and he took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord said, do not lay your hand to the lamb or do anything, for I know now that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. And Abraham lifted his eyes and he looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in a thicket. And he took this ram and he offered it up for the burnt offering instead of the son. And Abraham called the name of the place, the Lord will provide.
God's Word is Truth is a listener-supported broadcast, and therefore we count on your financial support to help keep this program on the air. So if you've been edified by what you've just heard, would you please consider faithfully supporting us by your financial gifts? Any amount of support would be greatly appreciated. If you'd like more information about Providence Reformed Church, please visit us on the web at www.providencerccos.com. There you'll find our contact information if you'd like to leave us your feedback or donate to our ministry. We'd also like to extend an invitation to all who are listening to this program to come worship with us. We meet every Sunday morning at 830 Madison Street, Vermilion, South Dakota. Our Sunday school begins at 9:30 a.m. and our worship service begins at 10:30 a.m. God's Word is Truth is a ministry of Providence Reformed Church, Vermilion, South Dakota, and we thank you for your support and pray that the Lord will richly bless you as you walk by faith in Jesus Christ, for He truly is the only hope of the nations.